So we had the big news in the NFL yesterday. The Eagles traded a boatload of picks to the Browns for the number 2 overall pick. And it is thought that they will select whichever quarterback the Rams don't with the number 1 pick. So we wonder how this trade is flying in Philadelphia. So why don't we eavesdrop on Philadelphia Sports Radio and the most popular morning show up there, the Touchdown Brothers, to see what they're saying.
So I can't wait to hear what you think when you go to Bob's Steak and Cheese and tell them that...
you're struggling there, Tony.
Tell them the Touchdown Brothers sent you, okay?
You're struggling at life.
I don't know what happened.
Abandoned! Come on!
Same song every time.
All right,
it's 9:44.
Yeah, it's almost
here on the Touchdown Brothers.
10 o'clock. Where's the morning gone?
I don't know. It's gone by so quickly.
When you're ripping people for 3 hours, time flies.
Time flies. And plus, we've had a lot of great guests on. We'd like to thank everyone we've had on so far this morning.
Yeah.
Wilbert Montgomery, his neighbor from the 70s, called in to talk some X's and O's.
Yeah,
so we had Wilbert Montgomery's neighbor on. Ron Jaworski.
George!
First cousin, second husband, chimed in a little bit earlier on in the program. And also Bill Berge called in. Yeah, he was mad about something Tony said about Dancing with the Stars.
Well, you know.
What's with you guys? All you guys named Tony seem like you're obsessed with Dancing with the Stars.
It's a great show. It's a great show. But I don't want to talk about Dancing with the Stars. I want to talk about what's wrong with the Eagles. We've been ripping them all morning. I don't know what to do and trading up so they could draft a guy from North Dakota State.
Can I get a plug in here for my big event?
Yeah, go ahead and do it. Yeah.
Good Lord. Okay.
Sorry.
Jimmy Amendola, Tony Ragu here. And just a reminder, Jimmy Jam is tonight.
Yeah, Jimmy Jam.
This is my big charity concert. there was a charity that became involved in my life when my parents were getting a little older. This benefits the Senior Source. And it's an organization that matches Hispanic men with people who have worked for them. And when my parents got older, we called the Senior Sauce to get a few odd jobs done. And they were really great.
Plus, they got the hot sauce called that, don't they? Senior Sauce.
That's sauce. This is sauce.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, the Senior Sauce.
Okay.
But it's tonight at the Maurice Cheeks Theater. It's a great, great old
great
theater
venue.
That they've
great venue. Great acoustics.
The sound,
there.
I swear, the sound there
oh,
is just
God.
Unbelievable. But we have an incredible lineup, including my band, of course.
Yeah.
My band.
Yeah.
The Working Dogs.
Yeah, the Working Dogs.
Yeah, we were the Hurting Group, but now we're the Working Dogs.
Yeah, right. Hey, I see you lined up the Cheesesteaks. They're going to be there.
Yeah, the Cheesesteaks will be performing for the fourth year in a row.
Independence Ball. They're going to be playing.
Independence Ball, that's right.
Living on a Fair, the Cabbies will do the Jovi thing.
Yeah, Living on a Fair.
Yeah.
You know, it's very interesting because when I first started deciding to get back into music and playing again,
right,
the first song that my new band learned how to play was actually a song by Living on a Fair.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Which you guys going to play that tonight?
A Bon Jovi song, technically, but played the Living on a Fair's version.
Right. They kind of made it, though.
Yeah, so they're
going
to be playing tonight, so it's special to me.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a big night. It's
yeah, and plus Bobby Duncan's going to be there, and I think we can also finally announce. Can we do this?
I think you can. Yeah, go ahead.
Wade Bowen. Special guest Wade Bowen.
Wade
actually
Bowen.
Going to show up. Yeah.
He's from Texas, but come out anyway.
Yeah. I tell you what, you better not wear a cowboy jersey.
Oh, no. We'll kick him out if he does that. But, listen.
Carson Wentz. What the hell?
What are we doing? He's no Jaws.
This makes no sense.
He's not even better than Sam Bradford. They're paying like $1 zillion. This is the dumbest thing the Eagles have ever done.
Carson makes me wince. Who is this kid? He's not from
know.
The Northeast. He doesn't understand our football values.
He's got a big arm, but he's got a terrible haircut. He's going to be awful.
Nah, screw that kid. He doesn't know what he's doing. We're against this.
Hey, I've got an idea. Bring back Chip Kelly.
Oh, God, please.
He wouldn't do something this stupid. What's wrong with the Eagles? What are you guys doing? You're killing us. You all right, man? Is this it?
All right, let's go to the phone, shall we?
All right, let's go to the
phones. Let's go to, who we got coming up? Oh, this is Sal
hey,
in
Sal.
South Philly.
Yeah,
Sal, you're on with it.
Hey, how are you two guys doing this morning?
Yeah, we're doing good, Sal. Doing good. Thanks for asking. Doing good.
By the way, I'm going to try to make it to Jimmy Jam tonight if my mother lets me out of the basement. I really hope I can make it because I love you two guys so much.
And you tell that bitch you want to hear some music, okay?
Hey, come on. What kind of language are you using?
She's sitting in the basement.
Sounds like 15 years old.
He's laughing. See?
Hey, you know, regarding the trade yesterday's, I thought getting rid of Chip was going to solve our problem, but I think our new coach, Doug Peterson, needs to be ripped. I mean, I think they're out of their minds, don't you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're totally out of minds.
Sal, we've been ripping them all morning.
Come on, haven't you been listening?
Yeah.
Come on.
Of course I've been listening. I always listen to you guys.
All right, Sal. Bring it back down now. Come on.
Well, one thing's for sure, whoever plays quarterback for us next year won't be scared or sacked by a Cowboy. Did you hear they had another defensive end suspended yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. A bunch of criminals.
A bunch of druggies.
I mean, who are they going to get to play defensive end next season? My mother?
Sal, bringing it this morning, Sal.
Oh, my God, he's always bringing it.
Hey, what do we got coming up next?
Oh, my goodness. Well, Justin Montemayor joins us for his weekly segment next.
And Pat Green in studio next hour.
All right.
Justin's on every week with those guys?
I guess so.
Boy, they share a lot of common interest with us.